Closures and slowdowns to keep in mind this afternoon. Cranbrook Street will be closed again later today from 3:20 to 3:50 p.m. This happens every weekday until June 26, 2026, between Days Road and Lakeview Avenue for school pickup. Market Street remains closed until March 6, 2026, between King Street East and Ontario Street for the Spirit of Winter event. On King Street West, expect delays through the afternoon between Country Club Drive and Front Road. Crews with Utilities Kingston continued sanitary and water main installation, with traffic reduced to one lane in each direction. Watch for lane shifts and reduced speed limits. Aberdeen Street remains closed long-term between Johnson Street and William Street. Barry Street is also closed long-term between Queen Street and Queen Street for construction work at 283 Queen. With snow expected later today, drivers should plan extra time for the evening commute. As for the rest of the day's weather outlook, clouds continue to thicken this afternoon with periods of snow beginning later today. Winds from northeast are picking up at 30 kilometers per hour, gusting to 50, making it feel colder. Today's high is -1, with wind chill that's going to feel like -12. Tonight, snow tapers off near midnight, followed by cloudy skies. Winds ease late this evening, with an overnight low of -5, with wind chill it's going to feel like -10. This has been your quick 1 p.m. update. Be sure to tune in at 5 p.m. for Today in YGK, where I'll be breaking down last night's city council meeting, plus more updates from CFRC's news team, including Queen's campus news and what's coming up in concerts and local events. I'm Christina Laurie on CFRC 101.9 FM. Stay warm, drive safe, and we'll catch you at 5.
This February, Fine Wired Live Art meets Extended Reality. Single Thread Theater presents PXR 2026, a mix of live performances, interactive digital presentations, technical deep dives, and exciting installations right here in Kingston at Modern Fuel, the Tet, and at Fort Henry. Get whisked away into immersive worlds like snowy cities, cyberpunk dystopias, musical mushrooms, and coastal shores. The conference runs February 20th through March 1st. Learn more by following Single Thread Theater on Instagram and get your tickets now via performanceandxr.com. See you there.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario since 1922. Find and follow us on Instagram at CFRC Music. Coming up on this special community takeover of our airwaves, we're talking to PXR venue producer Nicole Unju-Bell about the upcoming PXR conference hosted by Single Thread Theatre Company. Now in its sixth year, the Performance and XR Conference celebrates the evolution of live performance in virtual, augmented, and mixed realities. This national event will bring Canadian creators together in virtual reality and in person at venues in Toronto, Kingston, and Vancouver from February 20th to March 1st to discuss and showcase the latest advancements in XR performance. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, and on this week's community takeover of our airwaves, very excited to be welcoming Nicole from, do we say Single Thread or do we say the PXR conference or do we say?
I say both.
And you are the venue producer for this event. How long has this been going on now?
PXR, which stands for Performance and XR, is a conference that has been running since 2020 and was originally intended to be in person, but as you can imagine, did not happen in person. But because this is a conference that is about emerging technologies like virtual reality and augmented reality, went, hey, why don't we just put the conference in virtual reality? And so we did that for the first couple of years, and the conference still happens partially in VR. But back in 2023, we said, well, we need to be able to showcase AR, which is one of the other elements under XR, and it's hard to do that in VR. So let's have some in-person venues where we can showcase that stuff. So in 2023, we brought in the in-person elements and to highlight the AR components and create access for people who don't have a headset. The technology is hard to come by. I mean, every year it becomes increasingly more available and more accessible, but it's still a barrier.
Okay. And we've said VR, we've said AR, we've said XR. For people who are maybe not so tech savvy, what do these things mean? What is this conference and why should I go to it?
Yeah. XR we use as an umbrella term, and that covers virtual reality, which is where you'll put on like a device, like a headset and the screen. If you are a Trekkie, think of it like the holodeck. I showed my mom and that was the thing that she said. Oh, it's like the holodeck. That's so cool. So that's VR. Basically, you're bringing yourself into a world that's completely virtual. AR is kind of the opposite. It's Snapchat filters. It's Pokemon Go. It's bringing digital and virtual things into the real world through your phone and through other means. And then mixed reality is taking combinations of these technologies and is also looking at things like motion capture. It's also used sometimes in in film to refer to some of the advancements in technology they're doing, where you can have an actor on a soundstage with, instead of a green screen behind them, you have a big television screen that is able to replicate the background. So that's how they filmed The Mandalorian. That's also a version of mixed reality. Mm-hmm. So all of these different kinds of things that are folded into the term XR to kind of capture all of that.
And probably a lot of things that people are experiencing or participating in their everyday lives in some way that they're not even aware of.
Sometimes I'd say AR is the thing that people probably have engaged with the most without realizing it. As I said, you open up Snapchat or Instagram and you put on a little filter and it gives you dog ears or it gives you a little bit of makeup. Those are AR filters, augmented reality.
It sounds very cool. It sounds like it is literally, I guess, like a whole new world that people can explore. How did you get involved with doing this?
I mean,
you're overseeing the venues, and we can talk a little bit later about some of those venues and how cool they are, but how did you get involved?
So I come from a theater background. I actually come from a background as a projection designer and also as a performer. And I thought, oh, well, there's these video elements, there's performance elements that feels really much in line with what I do. But back in 2020, I started working with SingleThread actually on a VR performance that we did. So I was one of the actors in that. It was called Collider, and that was kind of the start of it. And then I just sort of kept going and was exploring and just was really excited by the possibilities of it, because when you're performing in virtual reality, you can play with scale in a way that you can't in real life. You can have someone who's Thumbelina sized talking to someone who's the size of a giant, mm-hmm. or a regular human size. And that scale is something that you can do in film and you can see from the outside. But to be able to be inside it and to see it from that first person perspective feels very different and is really exciting. There's different stories that you can tell that way. To allow yourself to be immersed in something and you're the size of an ant and you get to crawl through the grass, that feels different. Or if you're suddenly the size of a skyscraper and you're walking through a city, like those things are really exciting. And you know, you can add flying and swimming and all of these different things that physically we're not able to do. Yeah, there's a lot of new stories and possibilities that are opened up that way in VR, which is really, really cool. So that was something that I was really excited by.
If I should die this very moment, I wouldn't fear. Till the earth stops turning, when I love you till the seas run dry, I found the one I've waited for. This human race. Here is true peace. Here my heart knows calm. Safe in your soul, bathed in your size. When I stay right here till the end of time, till the earth stops turning. Thank you.
creating digital art, virtual art, augmented art in the time of this rise of, as they say, like AI slop. Can you talk about what the difference is between artists when they're using this versus when a machine is just spitting out prompts?
I mean, yeah, everyone loves to talk about AI. It's an algorithm. Ultimately, at the end of the day, the intelligence is a magician's hand saying, look over here, while it does a sneaky little thing over with its other hand, right? The intelligence is the showmanship. What it is it's an algorithm. And so if you know how to use the tool, great. Good on ya. But if you don't know how to use the tool, all you're doing is just repeating something that someone else has already done. So artists who are coming in who have new and fresh ideas, those are new and fresh ideas. Mm-hmm. And a computer is never going to be able to replicate that in the same way. I like to say that, you know, AI can probably make the next totally mid Avengers movie. Like, great. We already have 12 of those. Let's add 12 more. Cool. They can make those faster than someone can write them. But are they going to make the next big emotional thing? Like, AI couldn't have made, I guess, this past summer, like K-pop Demon Hunters was the big one. You need someone with a clear vision.
It can pair it back, but it can't create new.
Yeah, exactly. You can't create it new. And some of the artists that we're working with in the conference this year are using AI, as interestingly, as tools. One of our artists, he's a sound designer. Screaming Color is his like moniker that he goes by. And he's a sound designer and virtual artist. And he makes like beautiful particle effects and effects in virtual reality and these beautiful 360 soundscapes and things. And then he wanted people to be able to play music or play with objects that generate music. But he wants it all to be harmonious and not just someone is banging a drum over here and someone is shaking a maraca over here and it's completely out of tune. And so he was, you know, he was telling me that he was using a little bit of AI to help him code some of this thing to help smooth that synchronization. But all of the music that he's generating is unique to him. That is stuff that he's made himself.
Right.
So the AI is not generating the work. It's helping him present the work in the way he wants to. Mm-hmm. So that's one example. And come to the conference and you can hear his presentation and he will be able to speak to it much better than I can. But
let's talk about the conference. We've got a little bit of an idea of what the different components are, but if someone is going to experience the conference, what kind of talks, what kind of events, how immersive can they get, or can they sit back if they're feeling a little shy as audience members?
So we have kind of two ways to engage with the conference. We have the online offerings and we have the in-person offerings here in Kingston. Come on Friday, February 20th and Friday, February 27th to Modern Fuel. We will have a bit of a smorgasbord of trying things out. So you can come and just like have a drink and stand and watch an experience. You can also try on a headset for the first time. There's people there. We'll be able to show you how to do that. We also have some AR options. You can play around with an AR filter created by a dancer based in Vancouver, actually. And it's a full body tracking dancing avatar. I'm moving my arms, but you can't see that because this is the radio.
You can imagine it.
Full body AR tracking, which is really cool. And you can kind of play around with that. And we also have a very cool installation piece by another artist who is connecting all three of our cities. So we have one hub, we call them hubs, in Kingston, where you can come in person. You can also come in person in Toronto and Vancouver as well. And we're connecting all three of those cities. Basically, as you walk around, we have a little infrared camera that is just sort of turning people's walking into blobs and data and taking that data and turning it into sound and visuals that will be in the room with you. So when you're walking around, that sound and visuals are being played back in the room that you're in, as well as in the room in Toronto, as well as in the room in Vancouver. So you can be walking around and hearing the sounds by people who are walking around in Vancouver and in Toronto all at the same time.
It feels almost ghostly in a way that it's like there's these bodies passing by you within this virtual space, but you can't see or touch them, but you can hear them.
Yeah, you can't see and touch them, but you can hear them and you can see their impact through the visuals that are being displayed. So those are some of the things that you can do. And you can also just stand and you don't have to actually walk in. There's a little sort of limit that we say you can, once you walk in here, then you're being tracked. So that's one of the ways that you can get involved. We also have our experience stream. That's the other in-person offerings that we have. And so we have two VR shows that you can see and you don't need a VR headset. You can come to our venue and we'll give you one. We'll set you up. So all you need to do is come and walk through the door and you can treat it like you're going to see a movie or a live theater piece. You just come in, grab your seat, and then there's an additional step of we are going to give you a piece of technology and make sure that you're comfortable with it. And then you just sit down and enjoy the show. We have Symbiosis Dysbiosis, which is an exploration using the artists have a terrarium with some mushrooms in it, and they take that bio data and turn that into visuals in the virtual world is very cool. Mushrooms and they make sounds with it too. Mushrooms are so cool.
Mushrooms are so cool. Like mycelium networks. Just fascinating.
The collective that is making this piece is called the Mycelium Network.
There you go.
Yeah. So that's going to be a really cool one. So if you like mushrooms, come check it out. And you get to explore the world and they shrink you down. And then suddenly you're like flying on a dragonfly or something. I won't spoil too much. So that's really exciting. The other VR show that we have is called Uncanny Alley. And it's a cross between an immersive theater show. It's also a kind of a road movie. It's also kind of like a video game. You get to have some agency and you get to explore and run around and talk back to the characters, and they want to talk back to you because there's two live performers who run who do the show with you. That's actually the case in both Symbiosis, Dysbiosis, and Uncanny Alley. They're not NPCs.
Yeah.
They're not computers. They are real people also in a headset that are performing with you and can respond to you in real time. So that's really fun. So those are the two options for our VR shows, and you don't need a headset. You can just come in person. If you already have a headset, wow, amazing. Come to the conference. Come see the shows. You can buy a ticket and watch the show from home with your own headset if you're comfortable with that. But if you want that support, come into our in-person venue. We're mainly based at Modern Fuel, and we have a special Kingston Film Festival pop-up at the Davies Lounge on Saturday the 28th when the festival is running. So that's very exciting. And then we have one very cool mixed reality piece called Awake and Still Drowning by Dustin Harvey. That will be at Fort Henry because it's this big, beautiful building.
It's a beautiful building.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
An underutilized gem.
Yeah. So Awake and Still Drowning is by Dustin Harvey, who's based out in Halifax. And there's this isthmus, a landmass that is connecting the peninsula to the mainland in Nova Scotia. But due to rising ocean levels, it likely will be washed away at some point or flooded at some point permanently. And that isthmus is a real habitat for a lot of shorebirds. And so Awake and Still Drowning is tying that element to kind of the lived experience of the folks out in Nova Scotia and feeling like those birds that are slowly losing that space. It's beautiful. And it's this mixed reality experience where you're going to have visuals that are overlaid on top of the real architecture of the building that you're in. So I don't want to spoil too much, but it's some beautiful visuals and some beautiful narration. So come to Fort Henry, and that'll be on February 28th and March 1st, Saturday and Sunday, and it's going to be beautiful. And yeah, if you're interested in the VR stuff, come see that as well.
was strange to see you again. Introduced by a friend of a friend, smiled and said, yes, I think we've met before. In that instant it started to pour. Captured a taxi despite all the rain. We drove in silence across Pont Champlain.
It's really interesting. This is rooted in theater, right? This is rooted in performance. But I think it's showing people potential uses for VR and AR that you wouldn't necessarily think of. Often it's this sense you're going into very computer heavy, cyberpunk kind of realities, and you're showing people ways that it can be used for connection and it can be used for education and to be in different environments.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, Uncanny Alley is like a cyberpunk dystopia with robots.
You want that? You got that.
You got that too. Like, you can really do anything you want. And that's kind of the magic of it. These technologies, it opens up so many creative avenues that I don't think were entirely possible before, or certainly you were limited by budget because you can't just build a crazy set that is a to scale garden where you have grass that's the size of skyscrapers or something.
Well, and also, I mean, doing that in an accessible way too, right?
Totally.
Which is another cool component of it.
Yeah.
So we've been listening to some music interspersed with today's conversation. So I wonder if you wanted to just explain some of the music we've been hearing.
Yeah. There was a couple of sort of throwbacks that one of our producers, Liam, shout out to Liam Carey, he had sort of put forth. So some of the songs have like influenced previous works by Single Thread. I mean, some of the songs in the playlist I wanted to pick because they're like Canadian music. They're actually some friends of mine, Bassett. They are a folk duo and they're so talented. And I said, okay, I want their music on the air in the clay. Pick the title track off that album. You know, I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about the birds and the Isthmus and the shorebirds. So we can say that has that connection there. There's that resonance. I was mostly thinking about like, oh, Canadian musicians that I love, because this is a Canadian conference. This is Canadian radio.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, there's obviously familiar names on this playlist that you've given us, but it's cool to see some lesser known, deeper dives as well.
I mean, this is not related to PXR, but I used to work for HMV back in the day when it still existed. So I personally have a big love of music and radio. So thank you for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure.
How far you've come these hard days. There's only distance in this place. Oh, lonesome. It'll pull you out of you, howling like a dog.
Thank you.
talked a little bit about some of the performances, and you've hinted that there's a conference component as well. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about that element, kind of conversations people might expect to hear?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a speaker series that we call the Engage, and then we have a kind of a workshop series called the Laboratory. And so the speaker series, we have some really cool pieces. We have Tara Morris talking about Everything Under the Dome is what the piece is called. Presentation is looking at the dome as an architectural structure and how it has been tied to performance and visuals for millennia. She's looking at old architecture, like the, what is it, the Greek
Pantheon.
Yeah, there's the Pantheon, yeah. There's the Duomo in Italy. And then you also have these modern architecture pieces. I mean, in Ontario, we've got the Science Center, that sphere, but also in Montreal, the big...
Yeah, Biodome
yeah. there. And, you know, LA has that big weird sphere thing.
The creepy eyeball in the middle of the street.
Yeah. So, you know, you have all of these domes and spherical structures. And, you know, when you're inside one and you're projecting onto it, you know, even planetariums, it replicates somehow that encompassing feeling. I mean, I haven't gotten a chance to hear her full presentation yet. I've been chatting with her a little bit, but that one's going to be really cool. I'm really looking forward to that one. We have a panel discussion moderated by Ian Garrett about theater education and XR. So how are we preparing the next generation for this technology? That I think is going to be a really great talk. On the panel, there are some Canadian educators. We also have an educator from France, Cyrielle Garçon. And so that I think that's going to be a really great discussion, talking about how we're preparing the next generation for how to use this technology wisely and use it well. And I mentioned that artist earlier, Screaming Color, how to be able to allow people to play with those sounds. So it's a bit more of a technical deep dive on how he was able to make it all happen. And one of our other labs is by Juliana Lowe and her collaborators about their experience working on a different AR dance piece. It's interesting. We have two different sort of AR pieces. One that's a lab talking about their experience working with motion capture to develop both AR and VR components to this dance choreography. And so talking a little bit about the technical elements of that. It's mostly where our lab pieces land, is getting a little bit more into the technical elements of it. And then, oh yeah, one other speaker series that I'm really going to be excited for. Staging Nether by Zachary McKendrick, just talking about translating and adapting a piece of theater that was intended originally for the stage and then adapting it into a virtual version. So talking about that as well. So there's lots of different talk from artists, from technologists. We have Adrienne Wong, an amazing speaker and veteran in the XR field. She recently just won the Simonovich Prize. She is our keynote this year, is going to be amazing, is an amazing artist and is going to be amazing. I'm really looking forward to hearing her speak to kick off the conference, that keynote speech. So we have the experience stream, which is the performances, and then we have our speaker series, and we have our lab series that allows people to get a bit more into the academic, a little bit more into the technical.
So it sounds like if you're curious about just experiencing it, there's that opportunity. But if you're curious about how you can incorporate or adapt your work to include it, there's that opportunity to
Absolutely.
Learn a little bit more too.
Right? Yeah, and that's something that we have really wanted to make sure we do. It's still kind of the Wild West out there. Mm. This technology and this medium is quite young, and we want to just be able to equip Canadians and Canadian artists with the tools to be at the forefront. I mean, there's already Canadian artists kind of at that forefront, and we're really, really excited to be able to showcase them at the conference, both as artists as well as like as academics and speakers, to be able to share what their learnings are. And the conference is like national. As I said, we have our venue in Kingston, we have a venue in Toronto, venue in Vancouver, and because we can also host folks online, a lot of the conference happens digitally. We're able to have people come in from anywhere, and so that means across the country, but we also have people who come in and tune in from all over the world. We have a couple of people who have consistently come for the past 3 years or so from Australia. Somehow they're like dedicated. I'm like, it's the opposite. It's like, what, 10 a.m. Yeah. for you, or it's 9 a.m. for you? Yeah. So it's really amazing. We're excited and interested in building that community of artists, that network of artists. Outside of public conference programming, we also host the IBPOC Fellowship, which is just about uplifting artists of color who are interested in this work but maybe don't have a way in, maybe don't know anyone or don't have access to that technology, because there's so many different systemic barriers that can prevent people from getting involved in this technology, and particularly people of color can face those barriers. And we said, you know what, again, it's the Wild West. We're we're so nascent. If we can get emerging artists in at the ground floor early, give them these tools, those barriers won't be there later as the sector continues to grow. If we can get this technology and get this knowledge in our artists' hands. So we're really excited about that. We've been doing that since 2020 as well, I believe. Yeah, since the conference has started. And we also have an ex-artist student link up where we do like a design jam or like a game jam, basically, with a mix of theater artists and graphic design artists. And they sort of collide and build something in like a week. It's amazing. So yeah, there's so much going on.
I love multidisciplinary partnerships that come out of conferences like that. That sounds like so much fun. It also sounds like a lot of work. I mean, you're overseeing venues, but you're overseeing venues online, in person, and in different cities.
Yeah.
I hope you have some help. Do you want to talk about maybe the rest of the team? And do you have volunteers? Are you looking for volunteers?
Yeah. So our team is small but mighty. We have partnerships with our two main venue sponsors in Vancouver and Toronto. Vancouver Vivo Media Labs, shout out. We love that team there. Carla Ritchie is amazing, is the lead there. But that whole team is fantastic, and they kind of hold down the fort there on the West Coast. And we've been working with Carla since 2023, actually, and with Vivo since 2024. And they're amazing partners. And then in Toronto, we have Theatre Passe-Muraille, who's our venue partners there. And they give us this beautiful historic building. Their theater it's been a theater since the 70s, but the building itself is from like 1902. It used to be a bakery. But it's beautiful, and we love it. And it's really great to be there. And then here in Kingston, we partner with Modern Fuel Artist Run Center, which is in the Tet Center, and we're able to do some activations there, and that's been really great. Shout out to Maddie. Thank you, Maddie. So yeah, in terms of the actual Single Thread team and the PXR team, my co-producers, Katie and Hannah, and then our general operations manager, Justine, kind of that core team, and then Liam, of course. On the producing side, we're overseeing those bigger elements, but we have our marketing manager, Oliver, who hooked this up. Thank you, Oliver. And our audience relations manager, Melissa, who's amazing. If you are buying tickets, that's going to be the person to talk to. And got Ashley, we've got Ariana, and of course our world build team, Miles and Cole and Reza. Miles and Cole and Reza are the ones that have built a custom VR world for this conference. It's actually incredible. They do it every year, and they knock it out of the park every year, and it gets bigger and more beautiful every single year. So not only can you like come see this conference, but you get to come see a bespoke world that was built, and you can explore it. It's so big this year. Like I came in and I gasped. I went into the VR world and I went, whoa. It's gorgeous. The team has really done an amazing job on it. And there's actually a couple of different worlds. Spoiler alert.
Okay, so if people want to experience these worlds, can you just give us a quick rundown of the dates of the conference, how people can get tickets, your website and your social media that they can hop on them?
Yeah, so the conference is running February 20th to March 1st, happening online and in person. Tickets are available at performanceandxr.com. That's where all of the information is. You can look at the schedule. You can get tickets. You can buy tickets for any of the cities that we are in, or you can be anywhere else in the world and tune in online. And our social media, it is at Single Thread Theater.
I feel like you've given people a really good foundation, a good taste of what this conference is. Do you need volunteers? Are you doing a call out? I know the event is fast approaching. So if people are listening now and they're like, I need to get involved with that next year, are there ways that they can do that?
Absolutely. If you want to get involved, you can email hello@singlethread.ca. You can email us there if you wanted to get involved, or, you know, come to the conference and say hi, introduce yourselves and connect. We're always excited to meet new folks. We're just really excited to be able to share this, really sort of expand a little bit. The conference has kind of grown this year in really exciting ways, and I'm really excited to be able to bring this work and the speakers as well as the shows to more people. So if any of this sounded at all interesting, robots or mushrooms or birds or domes or any of that stuff, come check out the conference. We have full conference passes for the whole 2 weekends, or we have a day pass option. And if you just want to see a show and nothing else, you can just buy a ticket to see the show. So we have lots of options, different ways of